This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, October 8th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Vice President Mike Pence announced the good news from the floor of the U.S. Senate on Saturday afternoon.
On this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48. The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
There were a couple of exceptions to the near party line vote, reports the Associated Press. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska voted against Kavanaugh's confirmation, and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia voted to confirm him. Republican Senator Stephen Daines of Montana was scheduled to walk his daughter down the aisle at her wedding, but was willing to fly back by jet if his vote was needed to put Kavanaugh over the top. But the pivotal vote was that of Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who gave a suspenseful 43-minute-long speech from the Senate floor before revealing that she would vote to confirm Kavanaugh. Listen to this excerpt of her heroic stand.
Mr. President, I listened carefully to Christine Blasey Ford's testimony before the Judiciary Committee. I found her testimony to be sincere, painful, and compelling. I believe that she is a survivor of a sexual assault and that this trauma has upended her life. Nevertheless, the four witnesses she named could not corroborate any of the events of that evening gathering where she says the assault occurred. None of the individuals Professor Ford says were at the party has any recollection at all of that night. Mr. President, we've heard a lot of charges and countercharges about Judge Kavanaugh, but as those who have known him best have attested, he has been an exemplary public servant, judge, teacher, coach, husband, and father. Despite the turbulent, bitter fights surrounding his nomination, my fervent hope is that Brett Kavanaugh will work to lessen the divisions in the Supreme Court so that we have far fewer 5-4 decisions, and so that public confidence in our judiciary and our highest court is restored. Mr. President, I will vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh will replace the retired Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was a swing vote on issues such as abortion, campaign finance, and homosexual marriage. Dennis Mukwege, a gynecologist helping victims of sexual violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Africa, and Nadia Murad, a Yazidi rights activist and survivor of sexual slavery by the Islamic State, won the 2018 Nobel Peace Prize on Friday, reports Christian Today. The Norwegian Nobel Committee said it had awarded them the prize for their efforts to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war. Proverbs 31, verse 8 declares, "Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute." And finally, when 18-year-old Chick-fil-A employee Levi Jones in Columbus, Georgia, recently saw a hungry homeless man hanging around outside the restaurant, he did not chase him off or call the police. Instead, he gave him a meal and his own shoes.
He looked very tired, went over to him, and God led me over there to speak to him. He didn't have any shoes on his feet, and the Lord told me to give my shoes to him, and so that's exactly what I did. I'm a Christian, and I claim that wholeheartedly.
Jones and the homeless man named Walter had the same shoe size. Thankfully, management found some shoes for Levi that he could wear for the rest of the day, even though they happened to be 4 sizes too big. Todd Kalish, the operator of the Columbus, Georgia Chick-fil-A, said Jones's actions mirrored those of Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy.
Truett told us, always obey your kind-hearted impulses.
The 18-year-old was not bashful about naming his Savior as his motivation.
I love Jesus, and as his son, I'm called to live and walk just like Jesus did on the earth. And Jesus hung around homeless people. He, you know, took care of people, loved on people, blessed people wherever he went. And so I just want to walk and live that out every single day of my life.
1 John 3:17 asks, "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?" And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, October 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.